Hey, this episode is brought to you by Bob's Containers. Bob's Containers is the leader in shipping container housing, modular solutions, and more. It's a no-brainer with Bob's Containers. Turn your backyard into a profitable machine with a quick Airbnb, a backyard office, or something more. We also make shipping container offices, container restrooms, laboratories, anything you can dream of. We'll containerize a solution for you. So check us out at bobscontainers.com or give us a call, 833-265-3269. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Vineyard Sun. Vineyard Sun is a local Austin company that makes quality sunglasses made from sustainable materials. You can see their styles on vineyardsun.com or follow them on Instagram at vineyard_sun.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Moon Tower Business Podcast. This is your host, Joseph Obell, and today I have the pleasure of speaking to John Joffrey, who is the owner of Revent Builds in Austin, Texas. John, welcome to the podcast.
Man, thank you so much for having me. I love just talking to other business owners and professionals and like talking shop. I mean, I just love it, man. So thank you so much for having me.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you being here today and love to get into Revent in a minute, but I'd love to maybe just ask you to introduce yourself a little bit to listeners and kind of talk a little bit about your background kind of leading up to Revent.
Yeah. So my name is John Joffrey. I'm the owner and operator of Revent Builds. It's actually funny. There was a name dispute in one of my early names. It was Revival Construction, and I made the logo and everything. You can see it's like an R with a hammer. And I was like, oh man, like it was a bunch of BS. And then I was like, I'm keeping this logo, but I'm coming up with a new word. So like reinvent, just that. So that's kind of how I came up with it. Cause you know, we revent homes, we revent lots, so anyways, my background, I played football at Rice University, met a bunch of amazing people around Houston. And that led me into starting a real estate investment firm back in 2012. So we'd buy like distressed foreclosed properties for low, we'd rehab them at low cost, and we'd keep them and hold them for rent. And, you know, I was playing the kind of general contractor role. My partner was an econ major, so he did all the numbers and due diligence. And, you know, neither of us really knew what the hell we were doing, but we had a mentor who also played football at Rice. And, you know, before we knew it, we had done 10 houses. And I was like, oh, like, I know a little something, which is funny. Like, compared to now, I still knew nothing, you know. But I think it's an amazing way. So many people ask me, like, how do I get into building? It's like, buy the cheapest rental home you possibly can, fix it up for the least amount you can, and don't lose money. You just went through a crash course. You know, it's like, there's really no schooling on this. You can learn everything on paper, but doing it is somewhat different, right? So then after I did about 10 of those, I remodeled my personal house, which is now an amazing short-term rental and Airbnb in Houston for me, and started doing some remodels for clients, did a couple flips for like investors. And, you know, I just absolutely fell in love with the process. It was like right when I did my personal home, I was just taking something raw and, you know, rough and ugly and then crafting it into something just like beautiful that, you know, so many people complimented me on it. And they were like, God, you're so good at this. And I'm like, damn, maybe I can really do this, you know? So let me back up. In 2012, when I started the real estate investment company after college, I also went to law school. So I was in law school and doing the real estate investment, kind of two separate paths. I ended up finishing law school. I didn't take the bar. I took an opportunity to come to Austin and be the CEO of like a startup kind of home building company with some big time agents and some big time investors. So I came out here and my very first project was a commercial quadplex. So it's like two units side by side stacked on top of each other. Four different permits, like complete commercial sprinklers. There's 1 hour fire ratings. Like it was insanity. But you know, I'd gone through all like, I went through tax law, right? So like, I'm like, I can do this. Dealing with the city was so tough. But what was so amazing about that is I met my plumber, my framer, my welder, my electrician, and my HVAC guys, and they're all still with me today.
Nice. So that,
yeah, I mean, it was incredible. And then basically, a year later, it was like a plateau in the market. I moved to Austin in like 16, and like 17, it kind of plateaued. And they were like, the Austin market's crashing. We're selling everything. I had just moved my wife, my 6-month-old and her sister. We bought a house in Austin for double the price of our Houston house for half the size. And I'm like, oh my God, did I make this huge mistake? And all these people, while I was posting on social media about all the cool development stuff I was doing with that company, they're like, come remodel my kitchen, my bath. I'm like, the whole time I'm telling them, like, no, we're not set up for that. You know, we're doing these big houses. And then basically I just called every single one of those people back and I started Revent and just really kept it snowballing since.
That's a great background, man. So you worked in the Houston market and now in the Austin market. How would you kind of compare? I know they're very different cities and different areas. Like, what is the residential construction market look like in both cities?
Well, I mean, Houston is like dirt cheap compared to Austin. Any type, you could go buy a trailer in Houston and it's going to be almost half the price of what it is in Austin, which is crazy. It's just like the supply and demand here is just bonkers in Austin. So it's nice. There's a couple of things, like you can buy property for a lot less. So I think rentals make a lot more sense. But if you're developing houses, you want to like sell for the highest dollar you can. And that's why I really like to do my development stuff in Austin. So like all of our like multi-million dollar products are all in Austin. And then most of my rentals, we've done some flips in Austin, but mostly I like Houston in Houston, but mostly I like Houston for buy and holds. And now we have some multifamily assets in Houston. So that's like incredible. If you look at the returns in Houston, because you know your basis is going to be so much lower than in Austin, that your cap rate or the return that you get is astronomically higher percentage-wise in Houston than in Austin.
Gotcha. So you went to law school. How do you approach, residential construction with the lens of a background as a lawyer? I mean, are you a lot more aware or thinking through legal issues while you're taking on some of these projects?
And I mean, so A, there's just the fact of like, you know, my best friend is like basically acts as like an in-house counsel. You know, I mean, he doesn't work for me, but you know, like any legal issues that like where I actually need a lawyer, I can go to someone that I'm super close with and I have a really amazing network. But more importantly, contracting. It is something that we all do, negotiating. There is just like an eloquence in like how I compose emails and like really, really, you know, setting expectations from the beginning of like, here's our draw schedule. This, and then it's like our build schedule is a forecast. It is not exact. Like there's all of these things where, you know, you just remember from the cases in law school that the little tiny exceptions are what really catch people. So I look at things under that lens and, you know, I have a custom contract that we use and my estimates, like the scope is so incredibly detailed on exactly what we are and aren't doing and how. So I just think like going into that much detail that law school requires of like contracts, procedure, you know, like I said, like tax law, heavy code things, it's helped me out in numerous ways in construction. Not to mention, a lot of my higher end clients are doctors, they're lawyers, they're CEOs. So it's like just having gone to school at a higher level, it like helps me just like feel like a peer with those people. Because unfortunately, you know, I hear a lot of newcomers and maybe people that are more blue collar, you get a bad client who's really sophisticated and smart, they can freaking make your life a nightmare, you know?
I can attest to that.
Yeah, you probably see that a lot in your line of work.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. The importance of a contract and focusing on all the details. I mean, you just don't know what can go wrong. There's and especially in residential construction, a lot of unexpected things can happen. So you got to be prepared for all of those different scenarios.
Yeah. Well, prepare as much as you can, right? You can't be prepared for everything, but usually it's you know, luckily, knock on wood, there hasn't been something that's like derailed us yet. So
good deal. Good deal. Well, talk about the different services that that your company provides. I know you do remodels, additions, and custom homes in Austin. And just maybe kind of go into those a little bit.
Yeah. So, I mean, remodeling has kind of been our bread and butter because that's really like where I started, right? Like we started doing kitchens and baths that evolved to like, you know, like a whole home remodel. Then that moved to additions. And then like additions get so complex that naturally that went into custom homes, right? So what I like is that remodeling, it really is much harder than new construction. So when we do a new construction project, you know, we're used to having homeowners live there when we remodel their kitchen, right? And they're just picking out every little detail every single day. So we look at new homes in that same lens. So our quality control is super tight. But basically, you know, I want to be a multifaceted company. I really love like a lot of where I spend my time is I still deal with all the clients. So I will kind of like see where their project fits. And it's funny because there's a lot of crossover. Like a remodel can easily turn into an addition. And then when you start doing that, they're like, well, should we just tear the house down? So I like knowing all of those things, I try to get a client on the right path. I get them with the right architect, with the right designer. We do a pre-construction services agreement. So they pay us a retainer and then I consult for them in the pre-construction process so that I can guide them on the right path, right? So basically we build our own pools. We do our own foundations, our own framing. It's like what I tell people is like, if it's in the realm of like home improvement and construction, we can do it. If you can dream it, right? Now, I try to really help people understand the costs of these decisions, right? Like you have this idea, you want to rip off your whole roof and loft the ceiling. Well, you need to know those cost implications, right? So like I try to front load everything. I try to overturn every stone so that there's as little to no surprises on the back end and we're just basically coloring in the line.
Excellent. Can you kind of give an example of a recent remodel you've done or a custom home? I took a look at your portfolio on your website and you got some beautiful homes, but you don't have to go into extreme detail, but maybe just kind of one or two projects you've done recently and kind of what they look like.
Yeah. So one of my favorites recently was like really the project where I like went all in on myself and it all came from my head. Like all of the design direction that I gave the architects and the designers was from me. It's called the Modern Victorian. So, you know, doing remodels and restorations, we work on a lot of homes from the early 1900s. And I just love the aesthetic. There's so much to love. The bones are so great, you know, and like a lot of like the art and aesthetic is beautiful, but now they're drafty, they're creaky, you know, they're not well insulated, they're fire hazards. They have cast iron plumbing that's, you know, decaying, right? So like they're like having an old home is a tough thing. I was like, why not take all of the beauty of the old that we love and combine it with all the modern technology of like a fully automated smart home with like green, high energy efficiency, like up to date everything. And I really went all in. I mean, if you look on my website, you can't miss it. It's titled The Modern Victorian, but it's like a black Gothic house. It has like curved roof lines and dragon scales. And it's just like so whimsical with curves and crazy ornate trim and marble imported from Italy. And the response of it was incredible. It was a spec home, which means we buy the lot, we build the house, and then we sell it. So this was like such an aggressive, like creative, unique spec home. Like usually people are very bland because they want to be playing safe.
Right.
40 million views on Instagram with all of the, you know, promotions that we did. You know, we have like almost 1,000 showings. realtors from like all over the country. They were visiting Austin and they were doing videos in the house. And then basically I met so many clients, and then like now my biggest investor ever, who were doing, you know, 2 and 3 fold, like that was a $3 million house. We're doing a $6 million and a $10 million house. All that kind of spurred from that one house.
That's a pretty interesting approach, because I mean, what I've heard for spec homes, like you said, typically a builder would like to kind of keep it general, because if you make it too specific in a certain design or whatever, I mean, the thought process is that only certain type of people will be interested in that. But you went into Extreme Deal and you were creative on the design and the features on it, and you had an enormous interest, right? I mean, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I mean, to me, you always have to remember you only need one person to buy the house. You know, I'm not after like selling 50 homes a year. If I could sell 3 or 4 like absolutely epic homes a year, that's kind of my goal, right? Like high dollar, low volume number of houses. And I just think, honestly, with like social media and the internet, all of these trends are just circling around each other, and you're seeing the same boring, bland white boxes all over the country. I think people are just over it. So like they're yearning for something different, right? Now, you don't want to do something that's too different. It's a very fine line. You have to like I've built up a lot of confidence, and like I like to think that I'm pretty self-aware, but like just hearing feedback of other people on projects that we've done before, doing custom homes for clients and remembering, ah, that choice that they made, I didn't like that, but I did love this. So like, you got to know that that your secret sauce is it, right? And then you can kind of lean in. And obviously you want to partner with professional architects and designers and people that can like kind of help you flush that out, because I had a lot of really, really crazy ideas that they helped like soften or even like pronounce in certain ways. But it was one of the most gratifying things I've ever done, man. Like taking a huge risk, going all in on yourself, putting yourself out there and being vulnerable, and then it being received so well and it being a success was just incredible.
That's great. That leads to my next question. From speaking to your clients, what are you seeing as like the popular trends that people are really interested in right now? You know, themes, styles, materials that for like remodels or for custom homes.
Yeah. So honestly, I think one of the biggest ones is natural woods are coming back. We've been painting everything for like the better part of a decade, you know, like paint grade cabinets, just kind of like painting everything. There is so much wood and stain grade material that's coming back, which was kind of like, you know, an 80s, 90s thing, right? Definitely 70s. So like you're getting some of that retro and mixing that like with this modern that everyone has fallen in love with, but it almost became sterile, like hospital-like, right? So you mix all these awesome natural materials with a modern aesthetic, like still have the huge windows that let in the light, but, you know, warm it up with some wood or natural stone is like another really big, like, marble, you know, for a while, it's just been straight quartz, which is man-made. Now marble and quartzite is like extremely high on everyone's list. It's much more expensive. It looks incredible, but it feels so natural and organic. So I'm seeing like there's people that go all the way like traditional organic, almost like treehouse, right? And then there's people that go like organic modern, which I think is a really cool concept.
How about in with respect to materials, you know, right when COVID hit and after that, there was shortage of materials and supplies, prices went up. What are you seeing on that front now? Is it leveling out or how's it?
Oh, man, it's so much better. Materials, like, you know, let's say on our biggest window supplier that we use everywhere, they were 20 weeks on their lead times. Now they're 8. So like, things have cooled off. Lumber is way back down to normal. Labor was sky high during COVID. It was like everyone was so busy. if you don't want to, you know, pay my price, kick rocks. Right now, I'm getting a lot more calls. Hey, do you have any work? Like, that's always a sign of like, there's people that need work, and there, and labor prices have definitely like come down, and because housing prices have come down. Right. So it's kind of a good time to build right now. It's, you know, buying is tough because of the high interest, but your price is so much less than it was during COVID on the buy side. So I think it's a great time to buy and start a development project, because, you know, we have about two or three that'll deliver in about 18 to 24 months. I feel like that's going to be a really good time because those interest rates will have cooled down by then as well.
How about in terms of the market in Austin? I know that East Austin was like a real hotspot for a while, and it was growing out, and you're seeing more modern homes in that area. What are you seeing in Austin as being very popular right now? What areas?
I really love 78704. That's where I live. I live in Barton Hills. I've had like four or five other development projects in Barton Hills. I am seeing, so like what you're talking about in East Austin, everyone was crazy about the A and B units. They wanted like higher density, try to, you know, get an income producing property. Now what we're seeing is like single family, build a larger house on a bigger lot. That's kind of where like a lot of people, they're coming from places like California, you know, where like they have these huge houses like on these massive pieces of property, and they're wanting that in Texas too, right? Like, you know, that is two to three times more. They want the Texas mansion with like the Texas prices, right? So like there are people that are really looking for that. I think another zip code would be Westlake, 78746. Again, huge pieces of property, big family style homes, great schools. I think for like up and comers, first time home buyers, like 78702, which is east side, is also great. It's like the hip zip code, but you know, you're gonna have a lot smaller houses there, which is okay. That's why it's better for some, maybe a newcomer. 78745 is a good one. That's just south of 04, which is like 04 is just south of the river, and then 45 is just south of Bedwine. So that's pretty much that. 45 is a hot spot right now.
Geographically, where do you guys service?
I try to be within like maybe a 5 to 10 mile radius of downtown. We do have some properties like further west, like on the lake or like little coves and stuff like that. For the right property, like we'll travel, you know, like we'll go to like Lake Travis if there's a good one, or, you know, I'd say I try to keep it within 30 minutes. Because once you get above that, it's just like the logistics of moving around in this city are so difficult. It will like destroy your timeline. You're spending so much money just getting out there. And like, you know, you got an emergency happens, you got to go check on it. Then you have an hour of driving. It kind of sucks, you know?
Yeah, totally agree. Well, it looks like you guys are doing some really innovative stuff. I guess, what would you say sets you apart from other builders and home builders in Austin?
Well, I think for one, we have a perfect track record with clients. My motto is 100% satisfaction, 100% of the time. Now, you know, I tell people this, construction is a shit show. It's like crisis management. Like the process is not perfect. There are going to be mistakes. There are going to be, you know, misorders. There's going to be returns. Like there's going to be delays, but we will overcome all of those obstacles, and you will end up with a perfect product, you know? But it's like, if you want something perfect and, you know, you can't have it cheap and you can't have it fast, right? So right. It's like, there are these trade-offs. But again, that's about expectation setting. I think the other thing too, is we're just known for being a very far-reaching company as far as design goes. Our houses are just more aggressive, more sleek. They're more forward thinking than many of the other builders. And not to knock anyone, there's different models, but we're trying to stand out. We're trying to be unique, right? So a lot of people come to us for that exact reason.
In closing here, what else would you like to share about your company, and what's the best way for our listeners to learn more about you and find you online?
Yeah. So our website, reventbuilds.com, it has all of our projects. There's a contact form. There's even a live chat feature on there. You can see all about me. I have videos on there, my whole team on there. So you'll see everything. And if you're interested in a project, just fill out one of those contact forms. I guess one of the big things that I really want to stress to people is we build homes for clients. A lot of people, when they hear custom home, they just think it's like a home that we've customized. But what a custom home means is we get with a client from the very beginning and we custom make it for them. It's like them going in and designing everything, and we collaborate on that. So that's like our biggest thing is if you want to build a home, you can get with us early and we will build your house for you.
Excellent. I'll put your website in the show notes for listeners that are interested in learning more about you. Final question for you of the day is, what's your favorite restaurant in Austin?
Well, I'm Italian and I'm from New York, so there's a few. I love Red Ash, but it's so hard to get in. I would say then there's like Sammy's Italian downtown. Amazing, a little more low key. But I think my number one is Vespaio off South Congress. Absolutely. They make like fresh mozzarella made to order. They have just like delicious pastas and pizzas. I literally went there last night. So
that's a hidden gem. That's a really good one. I like that.
Yeah, man. That's an excellent spot.
Yeah. Sammy's is cool too. That's got like an old school New York vibe to it.
Yeah, it does. And like, it really is like, it has that, like they make their own wine there. If you're looking for like the best mozzarella cheese stick you've ever had, I think it's Sammy's.
Love it, man. Yeah. John, hey man, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing your story. And hopefully have you again on the podcast sometime.
Absolutely, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Vineyard Sun. Vineyard Sun is a local Austin company that makes quality sunglasses made from sustainable materials. You can see their styles on vineyardsun.com or follow them on Instagram @vineyard_sun.